as we have seen that there are different departments that contributes for the profitability for the hotel and lodging industry. One of the important department that contributes is called as food and beverage department. If it is been maintained and monitored properly, this department would be always counted as the most reliable department for the profitability. Thus, a proper monitoring and the optimization shall be ensured in the food and beverage cost of the hotel industry. Thus, this chapter would be navigating us through what are the ways available by which the optimization in the food and beverage cost can be maintained. So let's understand the USP of this particular chapter, chapter number 7. This presentation would be definitely going to explore and give us the key strategies so as to maximize the profitability of the food service that has been offered and rendered by the hotel and lodging industry. At the same time, it is going to give us the ways by which the effective controlling of the food and beverage cost can be done. So optimization is one of the principles that has been addressed via this particular presentation under chapter 7. Now, which are the key metrics that would be concentrated upon? First important key metrics is food and beverage cost of the goods sold. Now, every items that are being served in a food and beverage heading cannot be a sold item. It can be an employee meal. It can be a free coupon meal. So the metrics need to be properly covered so as to analyze that what is the exact revenue for the purpose of the food and beverage cost. So exact amount spent and the amount received in the form of revenue need to be properly recorded as the key metric of the food and beverage cost. We have to record all the supplied and the menu created ways and the expenditure. And we have to do a bifurcation on the basis of most sold item and most undersold item as well. The fluctuating factor plays an important role so as to record the food and beverage cost. It may impact with the factors like bulk purchases, employee meals, and a promotional offers. So here we have to do a proper bifurcation of most sellable, most preferable food item, most preferable cocktail item, most preferable beverage, and we have to monitor the sale of that particular item. Now, not only the menu item we have to concentrate upon, we have to concentrate upon the seasonability items as well. Like the potatoes and onions would be available throughout the season, whereas few fruits would be available only during a particular season. For example, mangoes. For example, custard apples. So we have to analyze that how it is going to impact on the fluctuations of this seasonality. Thus, it is monitoring in detail that how the key metrics and the fluctuating factors would be affecting the overall food and beverage cost. So as to analyze the overall food and beverage cost, we have to do an optimization of the sales volume. So as to have the optimization of the sales volume, what we have to do very first thing is about the menu analysis. We have to categorize menu as the most sellable against the least sellable. Most profitable against least profitable. Even if the sales volume is maximum, this item wouldn't be profitable for me. So that analysis as well going to give me a proper understanding that whether I have to improvise the price of this particular food item or not. I have to also identify the best player, that is high performer item and always sellable item, and adjust the menu as the supplementary, which is the least performing menu. So I have to involve various combination and a permutation as my pricing strategies while deciding the menu or while designing the menu as and when the contract is being done. I can also go with a data-driven promotion. For the data-driven promotion, what we need is, first of all, data should be ready with me. So I have to come up with the complete matrix, the key matrix analysis, the sales data analysis, so as to know which all are the underperforming and which all are the consistent performing and which all are the active and high performing items into my menu list. I have to come up with the combination and a permutation so as to target the underperformers in a data-driven approach as the major performers to boost sales and reduce the waste out of it. The seasonal menu as well contributes a lot. Offering a seasonal menu items definitely going to capitalize the trend and a flavor. Especially in India, you will see mango season and a mango-oriented dishes as well as delicacies would be preferred, and accordingly, the rates would be kept as the capitalizing rate during the mango season. This strategy definitely results in increased sales and customer engagement during the guest accounting period. Then, mastering the inventory management. Inventory management is one of the important techniques that each and every manager has to ensure while doing the business of hotel and a lodging industry. If the inventory is being managed properly, we'll able to reduce the cost that has been involved into inventory management. If it is not been managed properly, definitely unnecessary cost is involved, and this cost is going to reduce my profitability in the long run. Thus, a thorough technique should be utilized so as to master the inventory management. We can go with the FIFO approach. FIFO approach is the first in, first out methodology. The older inventory before the new stock should be issued, and it should be utilized so as to avoid the spoilage or a waste. So first in should be immediately dispatched and utilized for the purpose of further operations. You have to keep a regular inventory audits. Now, why we need a regular inventory audits? So as if the food and drink items are perishable or vulnerable to theft or a spoilage and obsolescence can be identified. And accordingly, we can do a necessary step so as to avoid this kind of the loss. Thus, a regulatory audit cycles, maybe a day wise, maybe a week wise, maybe a month wise, would be necessarily defined in the OSHA models, considering the durability of that particular good. Also, we have to ensure the inventory management software utilization. Nowadays, it's the AI world. There are different inventory management softwares available. We can use this software so as to track the inventory level, monitor our stock, doing the movement accordingly so as to replenish the stock with the fresh one and to avoid no inventory available kind of a situation. We have to make the proper purchasing as well on a proper time by taking into account the inventory level at any point of time. For this, day of inventory outstanding ratio, that is DIO, plays an important role. DIO would be highlighting how long it keeps merchandise before selling it. The smaller the DIO, the better would be the situation. The DIO score has grown up to 8.3% over the last 5 years. Stocking just bare minimum may be the better option at any point of a time. With the help of DIO, we can also distinguish and define that what is going to be my ROP, that is reorder point. Thus, inventory management software would be giving me a DIO, it would be giving me ROP, It is also going to address the reordering problem. It may going to give me the solution for the storage space, perfect issuance, avoiding excessive expenses on maintaining the inventory can be addressed. Now, which all are the inventory control technique? First one is fixed period of ordering. I have to come up with the just-in-time of technique. I have to come up with the minimum and a maximum level, or I have to come up with a SPAR level. So fixed period of our ordering is going to give us the regular intervals, and I have to adjust my order on the basis of that. So in the software itself, we have to define that on what periodicity I have to buy the inventory of a particular category of goods. So it should be by default predefined. Sometime we won't be defined it. The vendor who would be supplying that particular inventory would be defining in the system. So it would be called as the vendor managed inventory. The vendor would be keeping a stock, and he would be representing us or providing us the information that when my stock need to be replenished. Thus, it's going to ensure that no wastage in the space, just in time inventory availability, and the optimum utilization of the inventory. Sometime we're going to utilize the PAR levels. We're going to define the level of that particular inventory in the system itself. If the level reached at that particular point, by default, we have to, a system by default may go ahead for the reordering of the same. Sometime we may go with the minimum level or maximum level. So in the PAR level, we can define how much the minimum level to be maintained, how much maximum level to be maintained, and how much PAR level, that is a medium level, to be maintained. We can go ahead with 2-bin, 3-bin backup as well, if the goods is regular consumable, like the rice, the wheat, that we need regularly, because in Indian context, rice is the most consumable goods or preferred good. So we have to keep the bins ready so as to offer different types of rice, varieties of rice that has been available on the platter of the mill. Along with that, there are a few other techniques that is called as first in, first out, or last in, first out. In case of durable goods, we have to go with first in, first out kind of option. The rice, the wheat, the first in, first out can be utilized because the older form of the grains can be considered as the most enriched and a nutritious grain item. Whereas in case of perishable goods, as well as in case of the milk, leafy vegetables, or fish and a chicken item, we have to go with the last in, first out. The freshness counts a lot over here. So we have to precisely choose that which method I'm going to adopt on the basis of the durability and the perishability of the product which is going into a production cycle. Next is the minimum and a maximum inventory level. I have to define in the software itself that how much minimum quantity of the stock I allow so as to go into that particular food item. It may be the chili item. It may be the pulses item. So I have to keep an eye. See, every now and then the kitchen items cannot be tracked. So we have to define in the system. The most frequently used item should be having the minimum and a maximum inventory level every now and then defined, so that it's going to give me a ease of replenishing the order before reaching at the maximum PAR level. Few of the items need to align on the basis of the just-in-time techniques. Just-in-time technique would be utilized especially on the basis of the weekend sale. There are a few food items or some fruit items, like as the sitafal rabdi kind of cuisines or delicious items would be introduced. Now, these all are the seasonal item that can be procured during that particular time only. So we have to ensure the sufficient inventory would be maintained so as to reduce the waste and the inventory cost. Two bin system, three bin system is also available so as to utilize two containers to trigger the reordering point. The way I've said, in the case of the pulses, in the case of the rice grain, we can utilize two bin system. The goods which have been maximally sold or repetitively sold are one of the important item of the overall menu card need to undergo the two bin system or a three bin system. The sufficient backup need to be maintained of this particular pulses. Therefore, we shouldn't go ahead with the minimum and a maximum level. We have to create a kind of a bins for this. Maybe on the basis of the quality, maybe on the basis of the grading of that pulses or the grains. Next is fixed order quantity. On a regular interval, we would be buying the fixed order quantity. Take the example of the onions or potatoes. So we would be maintaining the fixed order quantity contract with the vendor so as to supply the onions and potatoes on a regular inventory basis. Fixed period ordering, somewhat like as the fixed order quantity, fixed period ordering would be regularly, especially in the case of the vegetables, maybe daily, maybe weekly, we would be buying like as tomatoes, the chilies. These all are the items we can buy weekly. The leafy vegetables we can buy daily. Salad items as well we can buy weekly. Few leafy salad items we can buy daily. So on the basis of the perishability and the requirement as well as on the basis of the menu design, we can decide the fixed or period ordering. Vendor management inventory, over your vendor plays an important role. Vendor would be responsible so as to define the stock level, the minimum stock level, the maximum stock level, as well as the power level. He would be keeping an eye and he would be maintaining our accounts of the minimum and a maximum stock level. And accordingly, he can go ahead with the reordering point and satisfy our inventory need. So here, it is the third party who would be managing my need for the inventory. Or I myself, my inventory manager, would be setting the power levels. So this may improve the efficiency and reduce the cost overall into a management system. How to calculate the real food cost expenses? I have to always start with checking the stock. It's always start with the opening stock. I have to check that what is the backup stock I have. I have to bring that stock first in. That would be called as my opening stock. The total value of the opening stock need to be measured over here at the beginning of an accounting period. I have to add purchases, if any. Not necessarily that all items should be there into my inventory. I might have to do on-the-spot purchases so that all purchases I have to add. And few of the stock I might not be utilizing. So I have to keep that stock aside by the end of an accounting period. So that stock which I am not utilizing, I have to deduct it. And that way, the equation comes. Opening stock, add purchases, minus finished stock would be your real food expenses. Now, why we are doing the inventory management? First of all, it is one of the important cost control technique. Food is one of the important department of hotel and lodging industry. Maximum spoilage would be possible into this particular department. So we have to ensure number of ways so as to reduce the wastages, spoilage, pilferage, theft, and the obsolescence into our food items. We have to implement strict inventory management techniques so as to prevent the spoilage, reordering. We have to reduce the waste and the financial losses. So it should be balanced on the spot, optimum utilization of the inventory. We also have to ensure that minimum capital would be tied up. The day of inventory outstanding ratio plays an important role over here. Now, what do you mean by day of inventory outstanding ratio? It is how long it keeps merchandise before selling it. So, what is the gap between buying the merchandise and selling the merchandise? The holding should be bare minimum. So, the smaller the DOI, the better would be situation. The way I've said, the DOI score has grown up by 8.3% over the last 5 years. Stocking just bare minimum may be a better solution. So as to stock bare minimum, what we have to do? We have to effectively implement the inventory control technique. Minimize the capital tied, minimize the holding period, minimize the buying period, and reduce the unnecessarily costs that may be involved so as to maintain the inventory. The storage as well needs some potential space. We may have to pay the rent as well. So we have to ensure the storage would be at a minimum cost, and it's going to give us the potential need to satisfy the overall requirement of food department. So food and beverage department, as highlighted, one of the important department, maybe contributes a lot if the customers are being attracted on the basis of the food and the beverages served into a hotel and a lodging industry. There are a few indirect items that may also contribute for a food and beverage item. Like if it is a cocktail counter, the lemon that has been utilized in cocktail, these sideway peanuts, these all need to be continuously reordered. But what is the level of that reorder that need to be perfectly designed and defined? And if it is being thorough, definitely food and beverage department would be called as the most revenue oriented department in comparison to rest all department that have been available on the platter of hotel accounting. Many a time it may happen that the customer may not be utilizing the hotel room's occupancy, but he may be attracted only on the basis of the food and the beverages that have been served by that particular hotel. Maybe a day plan, maybe a evening party plan, maybe some event plan, maybe some business meetings. Thus, sometimes the revenue generated out of the food and beverages would be over performing or somewhat maximum performing, somewhat most attractive performing revenue oriented activity. Therefore, post the occupancy, we have to concentrate a lot so as to manage the food and beverage and so as to improvise our revenue on the basis of the food and beverage offering in the hotel industry. There are a number of ratios as well available in the book. The ratios which we have previously discussed in, I think, chapter number 3 also can be utilized so as to have the thorough understanding of food and beverage accounting. Thank you all. See you in next chapter.